no European Social Fund, Objective 1 or Convergence would be complete without our friend Blair Thompson, who we sadly lost to an untimely death earlier this year. But in the spirit of Blair, he would say, oh, shut up, Carly, get on with it, girl, don't be sentimental unless it works. And he would be encouraging us all to do exactly what Chris said, and that stand up and be counted where it matters, sometimes unpopularly, but say your piece, truth to power. And I know all of us here knew him. If we didn't know him personally, we knew of him. And may I assure you that in your work and in the awards today, his fingerprints are on those awards and those processes and all the trials and challenges and success that we often take for granted here in Cornwall, the Isles of Scilly. Blair was a great mentor for me, and he taught me a lot of things. In fact, you all teach me a lot of things. And part of that lesson was around the understanding of values. You know, as I think Wendy said, ESF isn't about statistics, convergence isn't about processes and institutions. It's about values of pride of place, who we are, values of people, who we think we are, and values of community, which was so important to him, what together we think we can be. And often Blair used to get his message across with stories. And he shared a story with me, which I haven't really shared with you over the years, but I want to today. And that is the story about the acres of diamonds in your own backyard, underpinning the celebration of what we're talking about today. And if you're sitting comfortably, I want to share it with you. In 1870, British academics went down the Tigris River and hired a guide at Baghdad. The guide continually regaled them with stories upon stories, but at the end of the trip, he saved a very special one. He said once there lived an ancient Persian by the name of Al-Hafid. He owned a very large farm with orchards, grain fields, and gardens. He was a contented and wealthy man. Contented because he was wealthy, and wealthy because he was contented. One day he was visited by a Buddhist priest who told the old farmer how the world was made. And in the telling, he told Al-Hafid that if he had a handful of diamonds, he could purchase the whole country. And if he had a mine full of diamonds, he could put his children upon the thrones across the world. Al-Hafid thought about this, and he went to his bed that night, a poor man. Not that he had lost anything, but poor because he was discontented, and discontented because he was poor. He wanted to find those diamonds more than anything. So he sought out the priest and said, "Oi, where can I find them?" "Well, if you find a river that runs over white sand between high mountains, in those sands you will always see diamonds." Al-Hafid went to the mountains of the moon, he travelled on to Palestine, he went on to continental Europe, and when his money was spent, and after years of searching, he was in rags, wretchedness, poverty and alone, he stood on the shores of Barcelona and willingly was swept out to sea, keen to stem his journey and stem his life alone. Sometime later, Al-Hafid's successor took over the farm and the lands, and he took his camel down to drink in the clear water of the little brook that ran in the back of Al-Hafid's garden. He saw a curious flash of light from the sands of the shallow brook and pulled out a black stone with an eye of light that reflected the colours of the rainbow. And in Al-Hafid's garden, all the time, there was diamonds. In fact, there was the diamond mines of Golconda, the most significant diamond mines in the history of mankind, much greater than those found in the Kimberleys. The great Kohinoor diamond in the English crown jewels and the largest crown diamond on earth in the Russian crown jewels came from the mine that Al-Hafid looked everywhere for but in his own backyard. And Blair was one of those diamonds. Blair would, when it mattered, shine. Blair would join hands with many of you to show your light, often sunk beneath the sands. And Blair will always be remembered with a huge smile and a huge thank you. But we didn't want that memory to ever fade. So with the words, "He most lives who thinks most," I would like to invite Wendy Violentano to present the inaugural Blair Thompson Award. Thank you.
Thanks, Carleen, and I certainly can't compete with anything that Blair would have said today. So I'll just get on with it, as you would probably also have said. The first recipient of the Blair Thompson Award has been a solid foundation of knowledge and expertise in helping others achieve their aspirations and ambitions. For more than 10 years, this individual's worked tirelessly in injecting intelligence and understanding to keep Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly on track for a better quality of life and economic improvement. The guardian of the mission, the guru of regulations, the creator of the possible, and the facilitator of the doable. His keen mind and his very wicked sense of humour has frustrated those who failed to dent his intelligent intervention and logic. He's won the gratitude and respect of the many who have achieved much more because of his interventions and support. Knowledge is power, so they say, but generosity of sharing and shaping has been his gift to us all. The last time Blair met with Carleen for coffee and a chat, just weeks before his untimely death, he said, and I quote, "I don't think he has any idea how long and how much I've admired him, and how much I and others appreciate his caring and his tenacity. He's very special. Please tell him that from me." So today we do. The recipient of the first Blair Thompson Award is Mark Yeoman. Deputy Director of the Community Partnership.
As you all know, the council is in charge of many things, and that includes trading standards. And I think it's very, very unfair on the memory of Blair to give me this award, because I don't think I deserve it. I think trading standards will be interested in the award of this award to me. No effect on me, no effect on Blair, because unfortunately Blair isn't with us. But those who are responsible should be very, very wary of a knock on their doors. Because as we know, the council are omnipotent. Thank you very much.